Morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
28677.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And you did say 28677, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And what is your first and last name, please?
Who am I speaking with? What company is this?
So this is a third-party call center, and we handle many companies and policies. So we assist whoever calls and deal with orders and charges all day long.
Okay.
So I'm needing your zip, then I get the first and last name, and then I confirm the address, and then we'd handle whatever private information on the account.
Okay. Do you all handle Instant Ultimate Fireplace?
There are many companies. I don't know all the companies, ma'am. I just simply locate the account so that I can have the information.
Okay. Well, I'm not giving out information. This is a fraudulent transaction on my bank account.
What is the amount, ma'am?
$56.95.
Yeah, that's an amount a company we handle can have. But again, I don't know unless I locate. It depends on what you want me... Whatever way to assist you. Okay.
I get it. That's okay. My bank's going to take care of it. I just wanted to see who it was. So thank you.
Just be careful, ma'am. If you open up, whether it's this company or any company, just be careful. Because if you open up an official dispute and you don't deal with the company directly yourself, you could end up not getting that refund at all. Because if the bank asks for a terms and conditions and you did not see something as to why you got charged, then they can simply give you the money up front. But if they approve that the company is legitimate, then they take back the money and you will not have any money from the company nor the bank. It's a chargeback.
Okay.
So just be aware of that process. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.